This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And I read to you verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We are thinking about this words, that the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our subject is Jesus seeking to save the lost. And that okay, yes, I'm going to be in June, Hona, yes, Christo, or come on, I'll say, Nipabano by cell, or if you know what you want, our Ira. And then I have been in Hona, no paint here. Egina Swan, say yes, Christo, or if you know what you want, our Ira. Jesus seeking to save the lost. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this word declares the chief purpose of his coming to this world. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this world. For what purpose? This word tells us the purpose, the chief aim of his coming to this world. They can say, yes, Christo, in some way, can I create? In some way, a trend, they put into the way we are seeing. And in some way, but I'm not a trend into the way we are seeing. A treasure or buy it. And if we can remember, these words were said by him after his encounter with Zacchaeus. And we see that after he found and saved Zacchaeus, who was a sinner, and even some of the Jews were thinking that, well, Zacchaeus deserved not to, Jesus Christ don't have to have any association with Zacchaeus, because they say, well, he's a sinner. He being a tax collector, as we are told that he was a publican, tax collector, and for them, the Jews, saw them as they were cheats, and they were people who were sinners in their mind. So they thought that Jesus Christ shouldn't have anything to do with such a person. But they asked the question, what was the work of Jesus Christ? Why did he come into this world? You see a doctor attending to a person who is infected with probably some serious disease. For instance, at the time of the COVID, where doctors are helping those who are infected, maybe someone said, why are you going to such a sick person? It's not strange. That's what they are doing. When they said, they murmured, because we are told in the account that they murmured that Jesus Christ should go to deal with such a sinner as Zacchaeus. Indeed, the words of Jesus here defines his name. You know, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, we are told that about Mary giving birth to her son, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Dear Yeka and Opeyu said, yes, Christo can, same way, our Mra, no one who's accused, I want you to know if you born him. Now, Mra, I see, you know. Ebi mu omo no mu ntia sa Jesus Christo ba ne sa na oko Zacchaeus a ehun se o ye di bon eni e fi se samre Zacchaeus ejuma na o ye so o ye tuji ni o je tuo na Israel fo samre no na omo hu eto oje fo ni ase omo yi ni baba omo ye sisifo omo ye abone ye fo enti so mu se Jesus Christo sorry wa ki apa Zacchaeus no na omo nwinwi se na me ka se tebeka ya. Say be because be a doctor, I quite a reform channel because I had a doctor according to the Enya Sabia. You say COVID by Uncle Fu or COVID me. Now, if you can be not doctor, I call one for half of one, and obviously, upon hoping you got no calling chain. Yes, because I in the human source of Boa Sanipan or Boa Noa, if you are a rare night, then you could. And because yes, Christo, Ninso, the Juma, then someone can exchange the Juma dear barriers. And they don't go for no angry in front of him, yes, the beginning. Or pass up a jet of oil for. Go who the boy in your wife, you know. I feel happy. See? Now, no longer, sir. And some more, come away. A shiny deep grass. Rebecca, yeah, I come mighty chapter 1, verse 21. Say, a trade, insurance, and say that you bear or ban per war, but now you're friendly, yes. No, no, better name, cough with you on winning. So. And the only one is a worker, actually, the answer. So, by so, I didn't call for a day if you want money. And then, so, I did the boy in here, Jesus Christ did not save people from worldly poverty. Yes, Christ, that's the first thing we can even think of here. He doesn't save people from worldly poverty. You know, in our part of the world, I mean, it's also common elsewhere, people think that for you to be saved, for when you are saved, then Jesus is like saving you from poverty and all the troubles of life. So that when you are saved, you are free from financial troubles, you are free from marital troubles, childbirth issues, illnesses. That's what they think. That's the common gospel we find around about Jesus Christ. And it's a false gospel. The makers, Jesus Christ, on the independent fear, we are seeing him. David. Come a break also, baby break. Even in Sorian can say, break, cry, you go on, San Omoka. Yes, Christ, I do if you were. Ukraine, yes, so be Christiania. Upon her wow, say how to also, but and yes, sir, or do if you how me, daddy. On GMF, we are the bell horse that we are friend here. Because why am I saying this? As I said, that's a common gospel you hear around, and the sad thing is that people may even be coming here, you'll hear about what salvation is intended for. And yes, people will still have the idea that, well, somehow, if I am saved from financial problems, and when I come to Jesus, I should get the things of this world. I should be famous. Just God should help me to really carry. I mean, climb up my career levels, whatever. No, that is not the purpose. I repeat it. Some may come here several times in here, and they also think this way, because you know they will. They give their ears to these false teachers, and they are happy to hear them as they talk of financial freedom, whatever. It's not in the Bible. God has never intended that His salvation should bring us freedom from the world. No. The words of Jesus Christ say that in this world you have tribulation. Those who have been saved, they have tribulation. They have troubles in this life. For instance, look at Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was saved from life of sin and of deceit and of extortion. That was his life. Zacchaeus, this is a genifi. Na bravo, na enda, da bravo. Bonia bravo, or sisim kofo, eji omusika. That's how he got his salvation from. If Jesus Christ was saving people to make them rich, then Zacchaeus was already rich. Look at verse 2. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was rich already. And why would Jesus Christ save him? You see, he was rich. Zacchaeus was skinny. It's Jesus Christ, so Zacchaeus. See, but Jesus Christ saved him from a life of sin, a life of deceit and extortion, a life where he trusts in the things of this world, a life where he thinks that when he gets plenty of the world things, he should be happy. And that he built up his possessions, and that people will see him, he's a big man. That's the life he saved him from. Yes, we saw Jennifer Abraboa. You see, so no wonder Jesus Christ, when the people murmured, he told them, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So let nobody ever think of salvation and relate it to anything material, I mean, anything that we can get from this world. Because there are many people who have never heard the gospel, who doesn't even know anything about God according to the Bible, but they are rich. You see? Go to the Arab states, all those they are rich. They are not Christians. Go to many places where they are rich. They are not Christians. You see, then if it's about rich, then all of us we are failure. Then Christ has not saved us. That's not the purpose, you see. But that is the common idea. And sometimes you wonder why it is still, people are still embracing this foolish idea. You see? All the same. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So Jesus Christ is on a rescue mission to save mankind lost in sin. Yes, Christo, the Jumedia or Babaya, that's so close to the Jumedia. You see, when there's a disaster, maybe a fire outbreak or a collapse of a building, you see how Nadimo people, they come to rescue people? Yes. How? They are saving life. When they come, they don't care about any other type of life. Let maybe a cabinet full of money be burning. They want to save a person, not the money. They will go for the life. Somebody who is struggling to survive. They don't care about whatever is burning. It's life. You see. Yes, Christo ba ya no sa Nipa se bi omotimi age no otimi anya nka baby cry or she baby no so omotini pa nka kwa so omtutu ona mpo ti nipa. And that is it. You see, the same way, like I'm sure in our world there are so many wars, and if you follow the news, wherever there's a bombing, the rescue mission will go there, and they are there for what? For life, not for anything. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, has come on a rescue mission to save mankind lost in sin. And the Zacchaeus case, It's an instance, you see. The cure is not there, no entry is Christ in the water. Anything no can't stand to come. You know, the Lord Jesus, when he offered himself on the cross of Calvary, when he died and bore the pain on the cross of Calvary, and as an atoning sacrifice, the purpose was for to pay the sin's condemnation. To pay for sin's condemnation for all who believe in him. Or who yield up their heart to him, who want to surrender their life to him, who have come to realize their sinfulness and come and, like the thief on the cross, oh Lord, remember me. Have mercy upon me and save me. Such people who come to him, he rescues them from their life of sin. He rescues them from the habit of sin, from everything that sin has brought in our life, that God is displeased with us when he saves us. Takes us from that condition. So he died on the cross for the purpose to save sinners from sin. Yes, Christ, I'm wrong. By your past sin, we are also called bread now. Oh, my bonnie, no. Oh, we are no my bonnie. Well, we say, wow, we're doing with this. Oh, we're going to be here. Now, we're born into the young people. I'm going to be here. Now, I'm going to be careful in him. No, I'm going to be here. 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 So, to seek and to save that which was lost. It tells us there's a problem. To seek and to save that which was lost. All mankind is lost in sin. We are all lost in sin. Not even a single person. Why? Because we all descended from Adam, and from him we are all sinners by birth. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, Christo, Baba Hirsha, Owa, Waira, Wajiwa. You said, Nipenya Boni Ashema, Bonia do Korean. Yenya Yara Bonim, Babu Train said, Yenya Boyafonia, who knew Yam Aboy. But do all people believe that? Do all people accept this? Sababu Castle, Yenya, the Boyafonia, who knew Yam Aboyano. Nipenya Yitumana, Nipenya Nimuana, that's the question. Well, many people say yes, but their yes is not true, because you know some who may say yes because probably they go to church, they deceive themselves that, well, though they sin, yet they are not entirely lost somehow. Why? Because I'm sure you know there's a popular saying that this year they're quite sorry. I'm sure you have heard that thing, meaning that this year we judge. I mean, we will be ordinary boy and kufu. That is not the case. To think that I am a sinner. That's not how we think that we are entirely lost. So we go to church, merely go to church, and then everything is okay. No. And so these people who think, well, yes, somehow I'm a sinner, but I'll cover myself with some religious deeds, coming to church, doing some good things, trying to obey some of the commandments, and trying to at least live a kind of life that pleases myself, that I am okay. But such people will never desire to surrender their life to Jesus Christ. They wouldn't. They wouldn't sincerely surrender their life to Jesus Christ. So they will claim to be saved and yet love the world. They will claim to be saved and yet love the world. That's the case. The people I'm describing here, they may go to church, they may claim, well, yes, well, because I go to church, somehow God is happy with me. But then they are not willing to surrender their life to Jesus, and then they will claim that they are saved. And yet they are not willing to leave the world. They love the world as before. They are the same people as before they begin to go to church or become serious about the things of God. They love the world, and yet they say they are saved. They are making us say, I am not crying. If I don't obey you, to say, I am not the boy for. Then, Momono, the only person who can say, oh, I'm sorry, or better than that, so also son who can cry, if you may be a fool, say, I am not man. Then, so I'm not proud of what I'm saying, sir. So, you know, who you are saying inside the David. You see, this is a problem. It's a problem which will not help anyone in that state. Those such a people who, well, they may realize they are somehow lost, but they are not entirely lost before they go to church. They don't hate the anti-God culture of the world. The entertainment of the world is the entertainment. The vain hopes, gain is their hopes. And these two things and many are hateful to God. The entertainment of the world, the vain hopes of life in the world, you see, which is grounded on having plenty of the world things, which is grounded on the things of the world, which is grounded on me building my life and enjoying my life, just like that. Having my life, which people say, well, I have a life to build. And then it's true, we all have a life to build. But at the end of the day, when you build that life and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and you have not given your life to Him, He has not saved you, what do you gain? The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, what have you gotten? Jesus Christ said, so when we are seeing you, when you are seeing you, that's not sure, cry, then I will. So that is what these people are not thinking about. Well, let me have the world and just cover it with some kind of religion. Those who are like this, they have religion, but they don't have Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ tells them in John chapter 19, verse 41, therefore your sin remains. You know why? Religion without Christ, there's no forgiveness. Religion without Christ, there's no life. Religion without Christ, there's no hope. There's no forgiveness. So that if you become religious, and you don't have forgiveness of sin, what have you gained? So people think, well, let me go to church. Let me be in the church. I'll do something. But then, well, I've heard of Jesus Christ. Well, He's the Savior of all. But He's not their Savior. Jesus Christ, my sin is there. But Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And those that He saves, He saves. As I go on, I'll speak more on that. Now let's think about, as we think further of the words of Jesus Christ, let's think about this, the condition of all the unsaved, lost in sin. Because he tells us he came to save those that are lost. Lost and who are lost in sin. What is their condition? Why is he coming to save them? How deep and how serious is their condition? Does it really need that God should come from heaven to come and save sinners? Does it really necessary? I didn't think that Jesus Christ also feels to be the boy for. Okay. The first thing is that the unsaved are lost in ignorance and unbelief. Ignore the ignorance of God. And that is what all of us we are. Everyone born in sin is ignorant of God. Yes, we may have, there's God, idea that there's God. Yes, we know creation itself tells us there is God. Gods are, they didn't come by themselves. And our soul, our existence tells us somebody made us. But that is not enough, you see. If God made us, what is our duty? What is our responsibility to Him? What's the purpose of He creating us? And that one, sin blocks the mind. And of course, okay. To have that idea that somebody made the world is not enough. Who is that person? And what is my responsibility to that person? And it's God. So we say, who is God and what is my responsibility to Him? But because of sin, there's darkness in the mind. People, we don't inquire further. We rather imagine how we want to worship this God, how we want to serve this God. This is the fruit of idolatry. All idolatry came out of those primitive people thought, there must be, a creator, or there must be someone so powerful to make all things. But well, who is that person? They imagine him and create their own God. And this is the cause, the those things they do because there's darkness in their mind. You see, that's the result of the sin, the darkness, the human understanding being dark, being covered with darkness in matters relating to God. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18, this is how the Apostle Paul described this state. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. You see, please can we read the key for this? Ephesians 4 verse 18, I think the key will help us. So that we'll get the true understanding. Ephesians 4 verse 18.
One or not be more of a machine, the son said, when you see a share on a community, or your crowd never born, but no more and a poor.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Omakuma, a prim, that's the key of
it. I want to be more evolution. Let's say, what means I say, I want to be more evolution.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yes, Omakuma is a prim, that's the key word I wanted to get. May I also be a prim now, Kuma? I said, what you will be for? My example. Maybe a penny view, but more of you are not by your view, or yeah, and your mom will be more financial tuneful. But tuneful also is here. That's the picture. Now come a prim. And that's what we being here. I want you wanting. You can't so much do more, you know. On the so and yes, that's not come a prim. That's the word. So it's like we don't have, it's like there's that kind of some I ought to get a key to translate to explain, but that's Yakume Prim. See, it's Bonimua, Nipa, Omotibo, Omakume Prim. And Omakume Prim, you know, Omun Dibi Bianfa, you be and do all Yakupo. ah nasem aka wa o maka se bia wa obu wiase but e body nasem aka dia o munji ndi you know in African traditional religion they believe that well there's they call it Okedia Boyakupon, who is greater than all the gods. Okay. But tell them about God of the Bible, God who has given us his word, the God of all creation. No, that one, no. You see? Men will not believe that this is the word of God and that he has revealed himself to us by his word, no. They will listen to any other thing about, well, first of all, people who make us God. So, there's darkness. And because of this darkness, all sinners are insensible of their sin. And also their separation from the Christ Holy God. If you say, God is in all of us. No, God is the Holy God. How can God live in you as a sinner? Masi yangu pong oye nyeo. So is it enone kuma prim na ye kano? Oni mi yangu pong, so fizi yangu pong tinubu. You see? He doesn't know God, but I think God is in him. It's amazing. Yeah, he doesn't want to know God's ways and his holiness and how God wants us to be saved from sin. No, that one no, but God is in us. That is the darkness I'm talking about, you see. And people carry on with this idea in various forms in life. Various forms, and some can say, well, God speaks to them. And yet they don't know God of the Bible. You ask them, what kind of God is this? Well, their God is not God of the Bible. So, this is the state of the unsaved, lost in sin. But Jesus saves sinners from black. We are told Jesus saves sinners in the Bible. Jesus saves sinners from darkness to light. This Christ was dear the boy every fear assume we and they will back behind. Bring them from this ignorance about God to true knowledge of God. When we come to know Jesus Christ, he brings us from that kind of mix of knowledge about him to proper knowledge of God. And the picture is like as if a person is rescued out from a dark dungeon to come and see the sun. You see, let somebody be kept in a dark dungeon for days, and without seeing the sun, and let him be brought out to the day. You see that when he sees the sun, there's some kind of a difference. Before in a dungeon, he could see nothing. He could not see dangers around him or her. He cannot even see how things are going around. But then when he's brought into the sun and the daylight, everything's so clear. He could see things as they are. He could even see the hole wherein he was in. So that is the picture. The salvation that Christ brings brings sinners out of this state of darkness into light. And so, like the one in the dungeon, that dungeon being brought out, the same way, when Jesus saves anyone, the person becomes sensible of their spiritual darkness. This Christ also G O B A F I S A Sumimwa. Depend by ye, when you answer, hey, not Sumu. So there's a difference. The person that Jesus Christ saves, he comes to realize his state. Before, though he was in that state, he never saw. He never knew. He never realized. But yet he was in. And when Jesus saves, because the Bible teaches that the Spirit will illuminate our minds. He will enlighten our minds. You see? The Bible says, so that Yankasa yet to be a team side of my own for neighborhood. Now for your house to me, Messima, the excuse to why am I? So there's always a difference when one is saved. Those that Jesus Christ have sought out and saved, they always realize this difference. They come to know this difference. They know that they are saved, and they can also see there's a change. Because he wasn't, like, again, picture the person in darkness and who have been brought to light. There's a difference. Obi difference, you know. He himself realized, oh, I've been brought into a different place. So the same thing. And the interesting thing is that there are many who think that they are saved from sin, but there's no change in their habits. There's no change of how they were before. Their life of sin, there's no change in that. They're still love their sins, they still love their habits and the old ways of, there's no difference. No. I've given this picture of light and darkness forever. When you think of salvation, it has to do with a life of sin and a life that is brought out of sin. Where I have this habit of life that were against God, but when He saves me, I see that was darkness, that was against Him, and then I begin to separate myself from that. Because that was where I was in darkness, and it brings, and I realized it. The same person realized that there's a change. And here I did not know who say you if you sumu, when you sumu na behind mu, and na ba yangu kwa kwanya onya a pet the ma abraboa etni. Because there's no this change, there's no salvation at all. Since I am back, so who say now when you sumu na edwa ba Christ abraboa afi ubedo Christo ene kongkong abrabo ene nyamia. Do you know Zacchaeus' testimony? Let me read to you Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Look at after his salvation. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. You see, his life was God. Those tax collectors, as I said, they were abusing their wealth, extorting money from people and take more than what they. So that was that was his thing. In my profession, I have become a cheat. Now you have saved me. I don't want to continue that life again. He saw that he was a cheat. Yes, why didn't tell him, you were a cheat. Go and change your this thing. But when he was saved, he realized that I have been cheating people. The same with all four sorts of sin. Probably I was a fornicator. When Jesus Christ saved me, I realized, oh, fornication is against God. And I separate from it. For me, I'm a liar. Lying is my chief this thing. Oh no, God hates lying. Lord, I don't want to be a liar again. Oh, probably I was a proud person. I so admire myself. I always think I'm somebody. And the Lord just says to me, oh, God hates pride. Pride is the sin of devils. Oh Lord, help me with my pride. I don't have anything with pride, anything. Either dressing or way of talking or way of acting, that show pride. Lord, save me from it. That's what we are talking about. That's salvation. To be brought out of darkness to light. Say, but if to be a suma by I'm saying my head of actually. Yes, we don't quite say that here. Or if bonnety be a moon, you can say no idea, and even you say no, rather, that to be a women. Now the people think they are saved, and they don't think with it that how's my life like? The character is saying, and I say, well, that to be no. If there's no change in my character, there's no salvation at all. Because of sin, our character, our habits are sinful. The things we like, the things we say, the things we do before salvation are filthy. And when He saves us, each one of us knows the things that are hateful to God. And we begin to ask the Lord to help us. Zacchaeus gave his testimony, Lord, I'm a cheat. I've cheated people. I'll give it away. I've accumulated wealth. And even the part that it was for him, he saw that if God helps me to have money, it's to help others. So he said, with my own money, I'll give it to the poor. That's what it means. You see, if I become, I'm a rich person, I become a saved person, I realize that I don't need to hoard my properties and to just, it should be there that, well, I have many things there. No. Rather, you know, in the time of Jesus Christ, we were told that there were some women that were, the wife of one of Herod's, and she was a treasure to Herod, and I mean, she is wealthy, and many of the other women, they were using their substance to support the ministry of Jesus Christ, just helping. And there are many who, I mean, you know, in Acts of the Apostles, when believers were saved and the church was, organized, there were many who had a lot of possessions. Some they sold their possessions to give to the poor. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't keep anything, but they desire that, well, the Lord has blessed me and that it is His that I must use for the poor. And to do that sincerely, not for fame and for glory, but for Christ's sake, it's a genuine way to show that you have been born again. If I have enough to do that. Well, some do alms just for different purposes, but if I'm a Christian and I have, my purpose not just to have a house, is to rather use it to help others for the glory of Christ, to help the work of Christ. So, Zacchaeus gave us a testimony. He said, Lord, I'm a cheat. if I, the word if he need he agreed that he has have cheated at this, I will rather repay more. There's a change in the just a few minutes, and also it was a few hours he realized that. But before he thought he wasn't probably like that. My time is rushing, but let me go on. And another thing that the unsaved are ignorant of the danger of sin. Another state that the condition of the lost are that of ignorance of the danger of sin. I ran into a mumkwana. Bonny means my bonny is as strong as an omu ancient and who did here. You see, so such people they live carelessly in their sinful habits. They did not realize that sin displeases God. Some for four no angel on one way ran. So they continue in sin and go on. But the sad thing is that God's wrath is on every sinner. But they don't realize it. In Romans chapter 1, verse 19, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, so that all sinners, the wrath of God hangs on them. You don't see it, but it hangs on them. Until we are saved from our state of lost in sin, the wrath of God hangs on the sinner. All sinners are under God's wrath, because all are by nature the children of wrath, even as others who are not still saved. All are by nature children of wrath. Obi biara if you are damwa be biara. The Bible says, God hates sin. God cannot look upon sin. God has no pleasure in sin or sinners. So as long as I live a life of sin and I'm in my sinfulness, where He has not forgiven me, His wrath must be upon me. His anger must be upon me. And because of God's wrath against sinners, that is why unrepentant sinners will suffer in eternal hell. If you have a push you at that boy for some dino, and see that the boy for one sacro might be a mark used in general, or some call on some Jim Cobre. See, we are see Mukwa. When this world is over, all unrepentant sinners, unforgiving sinners, will have to suffer for their sin, because God will punish every sinner who is not forgiven. Every sin must be punished, because He is a just God of all the earth. But before I move on, my question to you, do you sense God's wrath? Are you aware of God's wrath? You know, it is only those who sense it that will run to Jesus Christ. People will not come to Christ because they don't sense that sin will send them to eternal hell. If I bring for Christ on chair on the frame, we say, "Oh, you have empty us." Yes, that bonnie no mutimono. You have found chair on no. That chair don't make up something. Yes, that is the ignorance that sinners have. Until I come to realize that my sins are against God and His wrath is against me, well, I'm careless of sin, and that is the state. Okay, I move on. So, we move on, and the next thing, the last thing we think of is, in what condition does Jesus save sinners to? Well, He saves us from sin, but what does He have printed on some? But I want to bring two things to our memory before I come to a close. Yes, we saw Jenya. Tibiabe no dia kom. Make us nyama ba oboso. But better me di me no ba me twi adwina so. He saves sinners to partake of His nature. Ah, oji adeboyenfo fi boni mu a. Odie mo ba ba mo ba nya ono ani su ni bi. Isn't it wonderful? He serves sinners to come and partake His nature. And because of sin, before we can be free from sin and its condemnation, we must be born again. You see, we need to be born again. We all have our fleshly birth. We are born by our earthly parents. That's the first birth. And this birth makes us sinners. But the new birth, which we need to be free from our sins makes us sins. You see, the first birth by our flesh and our earthly parents makes us sinners. But the second birth which Christ must give us makes us sins. You see? So there must be a second birth. That's what Galatians right told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Yes, you have the first birth. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the spirit is spirit. There must be another birth for you to be free from sin. So, and if you read the Bible, you see, you read of sins. Sins. Sins are not like the Roman Catholic thing that, those good Christians who have died, they were good, they call them sins. No, sins are those whose sins have been forgiven and cleansed by Jesus Christ. And what you for anyone who are, you do have one sins. Apostle Paul write to the church and said, the saints, so and so and so. They were living people who have come to be saved from their sin by Jesus Christ. They have been cleansed from their sin. They have been forgiven from their sins. And that is the purpose. That's the reason why Jesus is seeking to save lost sinners. He wants to save us, cleanse us, give us a new nature, make us like himself. Yes, Christopher, so, or GM, no, yeah, a body of fro, or see a bonny fee, or dear bonny chay, no, me a bear body of fro. Until so you see, the Lord's right is seeking every sinner. He's seeking you and me. And he's seeking those who have not come to him, that he will save them and make them like himself. You see, that's another reason why. It's not possible that Jesus Christ will save me and I wouldn't see any change in me, because he will make me like himself. See, when sinners believe in him, he forgives their sins and he sends the Holy Spirit into their hearts, and the Holy Spirit renews their hearts, and then he indwells in them. As this Christ was or the one eternal one, or man who conquered Betranimu, or man or son of Kuma, now or man who conquered Betranimu. This is what we are told here, this new birth in John chapter 1 verse 14. John tells us, but as many as received him, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So he says, I don't know why I did Christ today, you know, my own two is on my uncle Pomba. Now we are my one, and you know, Jana Hunam, Nemo, Yankopo. So there's a difference, you see, and that difference brings to us that nature which Jesus has come to give us. And this privilege is given to only those who believe in Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The testimony of Zacchaeus again. Now, oh Lord, I want to be a new person. Now I want to stop my life of sin. I am doing this, you see. There should be a change in my life if the Lord has saved me. My time is gone. But the final thing is that Lord Jesus Christ, he does not only delight to save sinners and keep them here on earth, but his ultimate goal is to save sinners for eternal inheritance. So he saves sinners to inherit eternal glory. That's the ultimate thing. Yes, he will give our sins here, make us to know God and to love him and to live for him here. But the ultimate goal of salvation is heaven. Look at how Apostle John speaks of this in Romans chapter 8 verse 10. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. From our coming to salvation and being given to the blessings of Calvary, where justification where by the death of Christ and his shed blood, God look at us and forgives our sin and credit to us righteousness. And to the point where we are taken when he comes to glory. That's salvation. And then why Jesus Christ or Baby Share? No I John Ira. Now what do you want for so? He's coming to seek and to save those who are lost in sin, to save them here and take them to heaven. That's the purpose, you see. That's salvation. And that's salvation. My time is gone, so I will come to my conclusion. As I read to you again the words of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's the meaning. Sinners. But before I come to conclusion, I'll ask you again, has Jesus saved you? Yes, Christ, And if you are saved, have you seen the effect in your life? So I do as soon as you are so Zacchaeus, we have examples, and also this is why you are soon as you are so and pray. Zacchaeus, only Zacchaeus did. But if he has not, if you have not come to him, you have to repent. You must also come to him and ask him. See how Zacchaeus was seeking to know who Jesus was. Come to him, confess to him your sins, and ask him. He died on the cross of Calvary for that purpose. So one man in China, so one himself, I don't want to brand in China. Over Calvary, I send you also so bad. You know me, you know me. I'm your born in I remember. No, but my baby, who know? You know me, Jesus. That's the way to be a Christian, to be like Christ, to make us like himself, not just in words, but in reality. Will you want to be like Christ? He must save you first before you can be like Christ. Throw away every religion, throw away every knowledge you have. People, I don't have time. People think, well, when I used to believe in so and so false things about the Bible, maybe I was in a false church, but now I come to believe, I mean, the proper things. No, that's not salvation. It is good to have proper understanding of scripture where you are taught properly, but that do not save anyone. Until you come to Christ, until he changes your heart, you are not saved. It doesn't matter what you know. When Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ, he was a religious teacher. He knew the law, he knew the Old Testament, but he was never saved. He was ignorant of the new birth. So you and I, it doesn't matter what you know, if Christ has not saved us, just throw everything away and yield our heart to him and call on him. He's willing to save us.